In the sealed courtrooms and heavily redacted documents surrounding Jeffrey Epstein, a paper trail lingers like a stain that won't fade. Flight logs, sealed depositions, names whispered in transcripts. What was once dismissed as scandal has evolved into a labyrinth of unanswered questions. Who knew what? Who looked the other way? And why did so many powerful connections seem to orbit a man whose empire thrived in the shadows? This case file, join the theorists as we sift through the secrecy and speculation in The Epstein Files.
To Alien Theorist Theorizing, another look at the fucking never-ending Epstein files.
Whoa. Oh. Hey, listen.
It's our first look, actually.
No. Okay. Buddy, I don't even know what you're talking. These things, they don't exist.
No.
It's a Democrat fucking hoax.
It's a hoax.
They're not real.
Yeah.
Don't worry about them.
Yeah. Why do we even believe in these files anywhere? As they just dropped $3 million. We said in the group chat, we're like, all right, let's talk about Epstein again. Yeah, let's do that because of the new release. Everyone, come on, as long as you're not in the files. We're missing one.
Listen,
I don't know what to say.
Dan's trying to come across all sanctimonious. Can't do it. It's terrible. I don't want to talk about this kind of stuff. We all know the fucking truth.
Buddy, we did a deep dive in our sent messages on our fucking Gmail. Guess what? We got a ton from going from Dan to Jeff being like, hey, Jeff, I'm looking for the wildest parties. I don't know if you got a hookup or not. Hey, Jeff, I'm in Thailand. I could go for wilder parties. Hit up your boy, Big Dicky.
Old Jeffy boy had another
Big
island
Richard,
over in Thailand.
As they call him, yeah. As they call him over there, Big Richard.
Dan's taking the night off. He doesn't want to hear us talk about.
Well, he's living it. He's living.
We've
he's
basically
stressing.
We've basically been danceled.
Dancing.
Well, it's nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he's like, cut it, boys. Cut it.
It's over.
It's too close to home.
Yeah, nothing to do with his homeboy wearing Dan Flash shirts and pictures with fucking Jeffrey Epstein.
The first thing I was like that struck me in all this is like, dude, I have for quite a while been like I'm not like the biggest Musk fan, but I like what he's doing with the fucking Mars, with the spaceships, with the Teslas.
You like what he's doing with his money?
I
like
with the holes. Yeah, I like
making
what he's doing with his money. Making flamethrowers,
tunnels.
Doing cool stuff, doing some. Philanthropy. That's a tough word. Dude, all that goodwill in my books gone after this motherfucker. I have to watch all the time. His tweets are because he makes everyone follow him. His tweets pop up and it's like, oh, prosecute everyone in these files, this and that. I was like, dude, you're in the files and the worst way. You're the guy that wasn't cool enough to go to the fucking pedo parties,
but you
were begging in the fucking emails, dude.
Okay, wait.
It was embarrassing.
Let's start, guys, but before we get too crazy, the Epstein files, because we've talked about Jeffrey Epstein, convicted pedophile back in what, 2008.
And before that.
Before that, a lot of investigations. He got a nice light sentence of like, what did he got like a 1 year sentence, but he could go to work.
Oh, but he went to Club Med.
Right. He like was in like a lockdown and then he just go to
half
work.
Half these fucking emails correspondence was during his jail sentence. Like it's insane.
So he gets arrested, he gets released. Over the years, the evidence starts to build and the case builds again. And this Epstein file stuff that's been held in the FBI vault pretty much, right, for all these years now, has finally been released as, what do they call it, the Freedom, a FOIFA or whatever?
Freedom FOIA.
FOIA?
Yeah.
And you can search millions of anything to do with Jeffrey Epstein and the case, emails, anyone you talk to, anything they could find. except for, I think there's a bunch of stuff still they haven't released. The good stuff.
There's, I mean, if we're going to be honest here, the only things that they really haven't released, you know, are the fucking perpetrators' names, which is absolute insanity.
There's
the only people
why.
Being fucking protected right now are the fucking pedos.
Right? It's crazy.
Is fucking nuts.
In these files, it was email and correspondence from like wealthy business leaders, academics, scientists, political
leaders.
Half
of Silicon Valley, real estate agents, fucking big tech guys, like fucking foreign dignitaries. Like crazy shit.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning to this podcast and for some reason you didn't hear about Jeffrey Epstein, we did a couple of cases on him. There's cases everywhere. Go familiarize yourself with
it. If you just turned on our podcast, you're like, Jeffrey who?
Let's try that one.
Start on a different episode. Holy fuck.
Right, so these files, they...
Get your head out of the fucking sand.
Like, not only was it like correspondence, it was flight logs, anywhere he flew to and with... Court documents and all the legal filings that came with it, all the photographs and videos that were taken in during the investigation, all the financial records, personal and his corporate, all the investigative reports are in these. Like, this is a full investigation, redacted, obviously, names, faces, some other stuff being there.
That right there just goes to show you that there's literally... a two-tier justice system.
Right. And they finally, what was it called? The Epstein Clarity Act or something. They finally had like a house vote, whatever is in the States. And it was only one person voted against releasing it. Who was that motherfucker? They're in it.
He's in it for sure.
He's like, we won't know because his name's fucking redacted. Who even cares anymore? How long are we going to talk about this, guys?
That is just... Absolute, like you hear these guys and look at the laundry list of people now that you have apps. Like, listen, I admitted to being a little bit red pilled in the past, you know, I got pretty rah-rah and now you go through this name and like, this isn't even about left and right.
Buddy,
anymore.
Andrew's,
this
is about fucking, Andrew's now fingering his uvula trying to get that fucking pill out of there.
Well, listen, like, but that's the thing. It's like, it's not about left or right. This is literally about good versus fucking evil.
The criminal
and the amount
ring.
Of evil on this, the amount of people that are in the current administration that said there's absolutely no, there are no files. What are you talking about? Cash Patel. What a fucking douchebag.
Let's pause on this guy for 1 second because he has to be the most, like the least trustworthy looking person I've ever seen, dude.
Whoa.
This fucking guy. Fucking.
Andrew does almost a perfect almost a perfect.
That's a good Cash Patel.
Just the eyebrows.
We got to pull him up. This guy is unbelievable.
He's actually the brown version of Sean McVay. If you know it, Google it. Put the picture side by side. It's insane.
That was a good impersonation. Yeah, because he came out a while ago and he was like, listen, there's nothing. If there was anything, I would have seen them. Then they just dropped 3 million more documents. You're like,
But the worst part about that is before he even got in as the director of the FBI, he sits on fucking Sean Ryan's couch and every other fucking big podcast around the world is like, if I get in... Everything's coming out. I got
files
nothing to hide. I'm the most fucking trustworthy person on the planet. You know, oh my God.
He goes on Rogan and he's just like, yeah, nothing in there. He's like, really?
Yeah, nothing. I've seen the videos.
What about the missing parts of the videos? Like, all right, we've seen it. There's nothing there.
I've seen it. There's nothing there. Yeah, it's fucking.
Meanwhile, they have literally millions of pieces of correspondence with people.
Totally. It's fucking crazy. And even for him to definitively come out and say that there is 100% evidence that Jeffrey Epstein fucking committed suicide and killed himself. Where the fuck is it then?
Well, yeah. Now he's come out.
Buddy, we're seeing fucking hundreds of photos of being like, Grok, remove the beard and hair from this motherfucker seen yesterday in Israel. And not to mention fucking Jeffrey Epstein's Fortnite account was logged in like, what, a week ago? And people are like, yo, what's up with that? Little Hefe or whatever it's called.
Did you see that post on 4chan?
No, what was that one?
Oh, fuck, I gotta read it. I know it sounds kind of fucking shady.
The gaming one is like, come on. You know how many accounts have been stolen from Diablo off of me?
Yeah.
So this post came up on 4chan and it's tagged anonymous. Not saying anything after this. Please do not try to dox me, but last night at 0415 count, they took him to the medical in a wheelchair, front cuffed, but not one triage nurse says they spoke to him. Next thing we know, a trip van shows up. We do not do releases on weekends unless a judge orders it. Next thing we know, he's put in a single man cell and hangs himself, question mark. Here's the thing. The trip van did not sign in and we do not have the record plate number. And there was a guy in a green military outfit that was riding in the back of the van with him, according to the tower guy who let them through. Like, and then they have evidence.
That was a post that like the lead right after from
dox this guy, and it's proof that he worked at the jail. And then they shoot now that with these releases, they have they basically admit to faking his body being removed for the press.
Right. So not like so you have a guy who potentially has blackmail, video, and other correspondence. All these rich, powerful people.
Dude,
the case. Mysteriously, well, not mysteriously, cases die when the person dies. You can't charge a dead guy, right?
It also makes me think that with the release of this new files, my brain instantly went to Pizzagate was very close to what was happening. It was just directed at the wrong thing. Like this, the Epstein files are Pizzagate. Well, Comet Pizza.
Nope.
It wasn't a little pizza
that
shop.
Was the front.
It was this. And the people in power kind of push it to that. So crazy is when they're like, easily disproven. That aspect of Pizzagate, not real. Comet Pizza.
Of course,
basement.
There's no basement rooms under Comet Pizza. Look, we
there's
have
no
the plans.
Basement. Yeah, there's no basement there. But I'm like, this is dude, you read these fucking emails. Jeffrey, that was the best fucking eggplant and pasta I've ever had. Winky face. You're like, what the fuck? Who emails that?
Dude, did you see
You know
see
how
stuff
good
about-
the fucking eggplant would have to be for me to email you specifically
about the like, eggplant?
About the eggplant?
Did you read the stuff about jerky?
Yeah, is that the... Oh. And they're saying that's code for fucking...
Human flesh.
Eating flesh.
Like, that's cannibalism. Like... But when you read it, it just doesn't sound right. It's like... They're talking about jerky, and then the next correspondence is like, basically, Jeffrey is back to eating normal food now. So he's like off the jerky. It's like, just doesn't make any sense.
You know what? And the other thing
is, jerky diet?
Is jerky is only eaten on road trips. This is known. No one's fucking emailing about jerky. Jerky is a food you get when you're like,
you don't go to a fucking restaurant
like,
named Cannibal and something and get jerky.
We're going to be on the fucking road tomorrow. Should we get some jerky? You know what I mean? That would be the only instance where I could see an email being sent, be like, yo, road trip tomorrow. Should I grab jerky? And even that would be weird. I'd be like, why don't you just text me that? Of course I got jerky.
Why don't you just bring it?
Yeah, just get the jerky. You know we're both going to eat it.
Another crazy thing about this too for me, it's like even the people that don't have, like there are damning stuff in there. We've got mentions of like, oh, your littlest girl was very naughty, fucked up. Talking about 9-year-old Brazilians. We're talking about dead fucking foreign women on Azoro's fucking property. Like there's horrible stuff in there, right? And then there's stuff where people are like, oh, well, yes, Donald Trump's name is mentioned that many times, but there's nothing damning around him. There's no proof that he's a pedophile. And you go through and it's like the most damning thing for me is the fact that the majority of these people still had fucking regular contact with this man after 2008, after finding out that he's a fucking convicted pedophile. Defending that.
That's the biggest red flag of all. It's like, okay, you knew someone, they get convicted. Like, I had no idea. I'll never talk to that guy again. It's over.
So,
but meanwhile, you're just continuing to fucking visit an island and
it's fucking so every single person now that continued correspondence with him needs to fucking be disposed. They need to fucking come up and we need to know why and we need to know to the extent of their fucking relationship.
Well, and we know now too that like he had a ring of like not only human trafficking but like potentially kidnapping or grooming young women for this like the sex trade. The fucking avenue that I went down with this new release. So in this newest release, Jeffrey Epstein kind of got really linked to the billionaire Leon Black. And I mean, he's linked to huge money, man. Everyone with, it seems like a bunch of money, Epstein was involved in their life.
Well, it's somehow. Such a small community, right? That have that type of money. So for them to all be kind of connected.
Yeah. But Leon Black is interesting because the weird thing is like Leon Black owns and founded Apollo Global Management, private equity firm that acquired Shutterfly in 2019. And Shutterfly owns Life Touch. Ooh. And Life Touch, if you've ever had your picture taken for school, that's done by Life Touch, which means that at some point, Epstein.
Someone's got to do it.
Right? Right. Epstein not only was grooming girls, but probably was flipping through high school fucking like a fucking catalog. And the information that Life Touch keeps is not only your pictures, but your names, your ages, what schools, your parents' contact information, and your address.
That's all your personal info.
Right? And Life Touch keeps all of that. And fucking Leon Black paid Epstein over $158 million for tax and estate planning advice. That's just tax and planning advice, not anything substantial. Advice. $158 million advice
tracks.
Between 2012 and 2017.
Just as much
even
as Lex
after
Lesnar.
His 2008 sex crimes conviction.
Well, that's because you know what happens is that guy sits down at his desk at work and he sees a letter. And then the letter's addressed, the return address is Epstein. He opens it up and it's the prior weekend.
Diddling.
Couple pictures. He says there's backups.
Well, and
here's an invoice for my services.
Well, honestly, yeah. And that's what leads me to believe that this dude literally is still alive because he's basically the fucking pedo Batman. He has a contingency plan for fucking every single member of the Justice League. Literally, he knew if he goes down, he's taking fucking everybody with him. It's why he has fucking pictures of Bill Clinton in a fucking blue dress painted on his wall. Like
weird
this guy
shit,
had,
dude.
He had dirt on every single fucking, like the connections that this man had has no, there's a fucking email from like a fucking, a queen or a princess from Denmark asking for fucking parenting advice. Like this guy's network
is
absolutely
like,
fucking insane.
Fuck? Like, what is that code for? Because you're like, is that really someone just asking for parent? Like, that's the fucking weirdest thing ever. In like, at what stage after, you know, 2012, are you emailing me like, hey, I'd just like to quickly email you about some parenting advice? Like, that's fucking it. Like that in itself to me is weird. As an adult who has kids, I would never email either of you two idiots for parenting.
No, because I'll just give you bad advice anyway.
Nevertheless, a fucking guy convicted, not like the public conviction of sex crimes involving minors. You're like, what are we
doing
here?
And like, so you know, there's a case against Woody Allen too, right? Because of this.
Well, there's
Woody Allen.
Add it to the list of cases against Woody Allen.
Like, there's email right in there. It says he sends. He's sending Jeffrey an email saying for Le Pedophile Convention or whatever, like supposed to be French. And Epstein replies back, I think it's pedophilia is the plural. Just straight up.
He's like, come on, man. Like,
don't you know this?
The fucking codes.
And that's,
you remember that old fucking.
That guy's got a huge fucking case against him.
He's
been
infamous for being a pedophile.
Yeah.
He's always been that way.
Wasn't he with like his little niece or something? Like he got.
I can't
fucking
remember the famous actress's name from one of his movies, but he. I think remember fucking the old SNL skit, the NAMBLA, the Man Boy Lovers Association?
Yeah,
remember that?
That was
up.
This man. That's this.
Literally though, like, but again, like, we just get across the fact like the only names that are redacted in this are the fucking perpetrators. Like, why are we protecting these people? If this was anybody else in America, you'd be on a fucking neighborhood watch. You could Google your name, find out where you are, all that type of shit. But yet, living in this fucking two-tier justice system where we basically, the elites are held to a completely different standard. Like, they like it just shows there is absolutely zero accountability for the elite class.
It's so wild
it's
to me that...
crazy.
It's so wild to me that... Okay, so Epstein's—he's dead. Killed himself, or
he's
whatever.
Not dead.
Well, I'm just saying
he's not dead.
There's this huge case with connected to all these people. He dies.
Dan hangs out with him in Thailand.
He dies, so the case dies because he can't convict a dead man. And then instead of continuing the investigation into potentially dozens or hundreds of other people, they just go, and we just put that away.
There's only two guilty people, Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
And
that's
then for
it.
Cash Patel to come
situation.
Back out after this latest dump and go, we've looked at all the evidence, everything. There is Nothing in there. Not one thing that we would ever consider to pursue.
I really enjoyed that torture video you sent me. Great stuff.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is that?
Do they think it's AI or something? Is that like, but this came from the government. So the government would be putting out their own AI videos?
Yeah, this would be, no, like there's an email that's like, I really enjoyed the torture video. And you're like, what the fuck is that? Unredact that motherfucker's email. Who is that?
Fucking, well, I think they've found a way because they linked it being like, because there's a part that says like, I'll be in Beijing or something at this time. And somebody went as far to find out that, I think it was Ehud Barak was in Beijing at that time in that month and that year and linked it to him, which again, increases those ties to fucking Mossad and pretty much backs up the fact that.
Don't make that connection. Whoa.
Yeah. You can't talk about the state of Israel.
Talk about the state of Israel.
Yeah.
Or we will not be talking about the state of Israel.
You might as well be a Nazi if you see that. It's absolutely insane. Like this next list, like just going through some of the emails, like, and some of the allegations coming out of there. Like I had the one allegation of like, fucking, and this is, if you've been a little trigger warning, Trump, he'd be like fucking fingering the fucking models to see if they, how tight they were before fucking shipping them out. You're like, what the fuck?
So was that an email? Is that
measuring
what that was?
Measuring them. Right. He was measuring them.
Yeah.
Well, like, not Mr. Trump.
Not the guy who says grab my pussy. Not that guy.
Not my president.
It's absolutely fucked, dude. It's like the states is so fucking.
Yeah, well,
deep in it, both sides.
Let's not stop at the states because that's a perfect little segue here. So we have a new prime minister of Canada who hadn't lived in Canada in
swooped in.
How long? 10 years. Swoops in during the election. As I'm the anti-Trump guy.
Saved us.
Saved us from Mr. Trump.
He saved us. Put those two elbows up and we got fucking saved.
Even though he would be considered more like Trump than probably any other politician in the world. He's a asset manager, hedge fund, banker guy, central banker.
Globalist.
Dude, like has all these connections, wealthy. He would be more like Trump than probably any other politician. But he is the anti-Trump somehow. He's going to save us. His wife's sister was best friends with Ghislaine Maxwell, who is sentenced to 20 years in jail for, was it, procuring underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, for sex trafficking to no one.
No, it's to Jeffrey Epstein. I looked it up. It is to Jeffrey
Epstein. Just to Jeffrey Epstein.
Just to Jeffrey Epstein. And now she's been, what do they call it in the States? Plead the fifth. So she's just staying silent. She will not answer any more questions about it. Dead silent about all the connections. But she has been convicted for doing this for Epstein, who's a convicted pedophile. And all these people, they're all friends after the initial prosecution, after all this stuff. There's no way you don't know something. Even if you don't know the whole picture, how do you not like walk in? Sometimes you just meet someone and you go, this is a bad dude. You know, it's all in the eyes, right? It's all in the eyes. And you're like, something off here.
There's that interview that Steve Bannon, who is also in the fucking files everywhere and is a giant fucking piece of shit.
First off, he's well in there.
Yeah, he's in there a shit ton. But he did that interview with Epstein. Do you guys ever see that? Where he's basically trying to, after the 2008 conviction, basically trying to like do a documentary and clean his name up a little bit.
Yeah.
And in it, he like asks, he's like, you know, people I consider you the devil. And they laugh about it. And it's just like, no, like these people are genuinely evil, man. Like there's no doubt in my mind that Jeffrey Epstein is genuinely evil incarnate.
See, like, well, I mean, it seems
I just,
to be.
I think what happens is, like we've talked about before, is like there's a different tier of society. There's a tier like we all know and the regular discourse that brings. And then there's like a higher tier with these people with just uber wealth. And I don't think they view us as human. Like, I don't think they view us as even the same as them.
Different species, yeah.
It's like we're pawns cattle for their play. Like, you know what
literally.
I mean? Like,
dude, this is...
And they just don't... They've lost all humanity because they've just been in like enveloped in power and...
Every few years, I throw on 1984 on audiobook. Listen to the whole thing. And every time I listen to it, I'm like, God damn, this was just like George Orwell is saying how the world works. There's this inner party of tight-knit, super wealthy elites. Together they form these super continents. They're like, all right, well, we have NATO, and right now we're at war with whoever, but we're also going to supply them with weapons so they can defend themselves from them. And then the narrative flips. Like, 2 years later, all of a sudden, the next guy's a bad guy, and they're at war with different states. And anything about the party, only the party knows. And if you find anything, if you doubt the party at all, you're crushed. It's crazy, yeah, dude. It's insane. It's
fucking nuts.
Like, yeah, it's just like a sliver of humanity controls everything. It's hard not to be a conspiracy guy right now, you know?
I mean, this is the time, like, I feel like this is the most conspiracy people have ever been vindicated.
You're telling me you slept 8 hours straight last night?
Didn't wake up once. First time in like 8 years.
All right. What are these things?
They're called Sleepy Time Advanced Gummies from Mood.com.
So you just get high and go to sleep? THC's always made me weird, Nancy.
That's what I thought too. But it's not just THC, it's CBD and CBN too.
And it actually knocks you out?
Not like a pill where you feel drugged. It's more like your brain finally shuts up.
Wow. Nice. But what about the morning? Foggy, fuzzy, tired?
That's the thing. No grogginess. I wake up and I'm just awake.
And it's legal though?
100%. Totally federally legal, like 2018 Farm Bill legal.
Where do people get these?
Just search Sleepy Time Gummies on Mood.com and use the code ALIEN to get 20% off your first order.
Yeah, I need to try this. And if it doesn't work for me, can I get my money back?
Absolutely. They give you 100 days to try all their stuff.
Okay. I'm ordering these right now.
Do it and report back, good buddy.
Yeah, dude, man. Like we were talking before
pre-show.
Alex Jones, I mean.
Alex Jones, baby.
We were joking. We were like,
he's batting way better than we thought.
Take a look at that Sandy Hook thing one more time. Make sure he wasn't wrong about that, too. Because it is insane. Like he is, like, you know, he's been talking about this forever in this ring and Pizzagate. And it's like, again, I think Pizzagate was a fucking near miss. It was. Had the right information, but directed at the wrong place, and it should have been directed at.
Probably was purposely. It was deflected, right? Let's run this story about this fucking pizza shop. Even though these emails are definitely code, they've had countless like code breakers. We're like, yeah, this is obviously they're talking in code. There's no way this is not real language.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Ordering that mass of fucking hot dogs and shit like this doesn't make sense. It's bizarre. Shipping them like what? The fuck are you talking about?
Dude, you know who's coming out not looking bad in this at all? Who's not mentioned ever? Fucking George Bush. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you don't hear nothing about Bush.
That guy was just a useful idiot. Like everyone in his circle was mentioned, not him.
What about that picture about him knocking down those block towers?
Yeah, that's about it.
He just thought he was having fun.
Well, that's why. But that's the picture, right? That's making fun of him because he was the useful idiot. Right? Like, it's kind of hinted at that, like, with Cheney and what's the other guy's name that we're working with him to get him in power. Like Bush was just kind of a useful idiot, that, like, happy-go-lucky guy.
Well, yeah. I mean,
not involved in the files at all.
But again, as Andrew said at the start, though, it's not left or right here. This is a group of, like,
oh, dude,
savage,
just
evil
as many
people, too.
Republicans as there are Democrats in these
the
lists.
The funniest, like, thing I see is
the current administration, man.
The posturing by either party, knowing full well they're not going to do jack shit. Like, you have Hillary and Bill being like, we've called for a public hearing, and we're like, you fucking know it's not going to happen. Bill's in it fucking, like, third most of anyone.
None of these people are going to do anything because this is where all their funding comes from. This is where all their donors, these guys are all their donors. These guys are the ones that are going to the universities and putting up all these fucking scholarships and all that type of shit. These elites are being protected for a fucking reason. They bankroll all this shit.
People, sometimes I get into arguments. Well, now at like dinner parties with other dads that I don't know. And sometimes this comes up after a few beers, like, you know, kind of conspiracy talk. And like, well, if there's like a small group of elites, like, how would they ever control the world? It's like, money, dude. A lot.
Money,
all the money, actually. They own everything. Like, say, like, was it like 1,000 people in the world own more than 90% or something?
Yeah,
crazy
and
like
they
that?
Fucking run the companies that own everything and the fucking conglomerates that own everything.
And then you go to the other, and then the people, this is where you get, like, you know, all these new communist and socialist movements, because capitalism isn't supposed to be this way. you're supposed to have a nice healthy skew from poor to rich. It's not supposed to go like flatline and then just straight up.
They're trying to delete the middle class, so that's pretty much how it goes.
They're trying. It seems like you're trying to get put back into feudalism, where it's just lords and then everyone else. What it feels like. I mean, we're not there yet.
Have we ever changed from that system?
Life is still probably better than most times in history, but
yeah, if as long as the fucking Epstein didn't find your picture on LifeTouch, didn't find you to be a pedo.
I don't know, man. I feel like we would have fucking rebelled and had the heads on fucking spikes by now.
I don't think
this
so, man.
Back in the day,
if this was the king and like a network of an army who just it happened, sure, but it's rare. Maybe it's
we got to have our own William Wallace somewhere.
It's the guns now, though. You can't just fucking march to the king and then with some shields
and block all our guns,
block some bows and arrows. You just get blasted.
We gave them to him.
There's lots of guns around. If you really wanted to form a militia, just enough guns. There's a lot of guns.
Not like they got though.
No,
not here in America. In America, maybe a different story.
Oh, dude, you know what else is fucked up? It turns out the other thing that came out in this just fucking popped into my head. The bane of every video gamer's existence came up, which is all of a sudden video games started doing microtransactions.
Oh, God. Ruined.
Right? Ruined gaming. And that
What's
comes.
What is that?
Just like in $2.99 for this skin, fucking $1 for this.
Oh, yeah, why would you do that though? That's fucking.
Everyone does it. All these
everyone does
do
it. You want a little leg up on everyone else? Here's another $1.
And you know what? The thing about that is though, the microtransactions. If you put out a free game, it's one thing. They're like that's
for
trying
a full paid game. Yeah,
but if you like buy Call of Duty and then there's also micro, you're like, come on,
buddy. So, listen, turns out that microtransactions.
It turns out that whoever's buying this shit's punks. Because
first off, punk ass
little bitches. Can't even fucking convince me to spend the fake money in Arc Raiders. I save it all.
He's got a million coins in Arc Raiders.
I got 8 million. I almost have 9 million coins.
That's insane.
I've never spent a single one.
It turns out that microtransactions may have actually started from Epstein giving advice to Activision CEO Bobby Kotick, which was while he was under sex offender restrictions. There's him talking to him in like 2009, telling him about microtransactions and how they could utilize it in game to make more money. And they're like, hell yes, Mr. Pedophile.
I'm just referring to my local pedophile for advice. That's a great
let me
plan.
Just call my local sex offender for advice on my fucking video game that I'm making.
I mean, the Roblox people are definitely listening to the fucking sex offenders for advice on that game. That game was fucked up.
Well, he was on that game too, apparently. Apparently,
yeah, that
he
game's
had
fucking crazy. It's like
I mean,
a pedophile
there's some
haven.
There's some unsubstantiated rumors right now. They're just rumors and theories that they were using. Epstein was using World of Warcraft, Second Life, and Roblox to launder money. And the idea was that they were, because those games at a point in time, you could sell World of Warcraft gold for real money, that they were fucking selling, like buying and selling to launder money in game. And I'm like,
well, yeah, I mean,
how
might be the least shitty thing you did.
Well, I mean, how do you can't, it's hard to launder money if you have to put the cash into your account then because it's all digital. So you can't really clean, it's hard to clean.
Unless you're making fake accounts that send it to your account, you know what I mean?
Like overseas accounts, PayPal or something. And then,
yeah, overseas accounts, fake accounts, buy the gold, send you the gold, you sell the gold, you cash it out.
Oh, so kind of like modern day, like Bitcoin.
Yeah. But it's fuck, dude. It's this guy. Its fingers are in everything, man. It's everything in the West. And, it's insane.
And that's like, that's the big question, right? How is this guy, how did he get, no one even really knows how he got started. Someone gave him like a $50 million like penthouse mansion
Les
in New
Wexner,
York.
The guy that created Victoria's Secret gave, he basically signed over his entire state and became the executor
like,
of
I wonder
his fucking everything.
Why? What happened there?
He had the contingency
Suspicious.
Plan. He had fucking... He was.
He took a ride.
Like
on the,
he didn't
on
even
the
graduate
Lolita
fucking
Express.
University, and he became a teacher. Like it doesn't. None of this shit makes sense.
He's not like some super finance like math wizard.
No, he's a blackmailer. That's what's had that like. That to me is like 100%.
Brayden, there's
doing.
No evidence that there's he no operated a bet mass black blackmail.
Give me your best Cash Patel again. There's no evidence of blackmail.
None. Zero. None. Dude, and he killed himself. Case closed.
Case closed. Went into a room by himself. The cameras were off.
One of the cameras wasn't working, and then for some reason the hard drive was completely deleted. He was put on suicide watch. They took him out randomly. He had a cellmate that was a giant jacked ex-cop that was with him. That didn't make any sense. They still don't know exactly what he hung himself with because none of the fucking material in his room match his ligature marks. And then you have, remember that fucking famous doctor that did the autopsy on him, the coroner? And they're like, yeah, his hyoid bone was fucking broken. Like nothing fucking made sense.
Which means 99 out of 100 times it's strangulation.
Yeah. Like it just doesn't, it wasn't fucking.
He claimed it wasn't from like the pulling of the rope on the bottom of the jaw like that. It was actually like fucking like gave him the old snap.
Or he's not actually fucking dead.
It's true.
Did you see that in 2018? When the FBI opened the child sex trafficking case against him, like the one he actually ended up going down for, he ordered half a dozen 55-gallon containers full of sulfuric acid to his private island.
That's fucking weird. What are some fucking...
It's a lot of acid.
What are you using sulfuric acid for on your island? Like, what would be
They talk about death. They talk about torture. They talk about getting rid of bodies. They talk about bodies buried on one of his properties. Like, and again, names are blacked out.
Blacked out. And he's also quoted as he has like a weird use of oops when talking about like permission to kill people and stuff. He goes, oops. So there's like 600 mentions of him saying
oopsie poopsie.
A little oops. Like, oh, that guy, he's a... probably should be killed. He's like, oops. Anytime talking about like underage girls, oops.
Yeah, it's
this kind of shit. I just completely lost faith in
the other guy the other guy in this that everyone's been like, for the last like I would say 5 or 6 years, have really been like, this guy may be fucking number one piece of shit. Our old boy Bill Gates. He actually comes out in this in the new documents that come out. I was like, hey, this guy's relatable. Okay. Cause hit the email. He's like, hey, I may have got a STD from one of them Russian girls you set me up with. Is there any way that we could secretly spike my wife's
with antibiotics?
Dose his wife with fucking antibiotics.
I was like, hey, if I'm Bill Gates in that role, I'm like, that is a very relatable.
That is not relatable. What are you talking about? I'm not.
Okay, Braden is also in the Epstein files. It looks like.
Apparently.
I was like, look at Bill Gates.
How old is this Russian girl, first of all? Probably not very old.
Probably not that old, but it's, I was like, hey, that's, you know what? I didn't realize Bill Gates is...
dude, they're so...
that
Bill
one
Gates
legit
is,
made me
Bill
laugh.
Gates is a top 10 in the Epstein files. And
mentions.
And he, like, his defense is like, oh, yeah, he was always trying to get me to come on these projects and blah, blah, blah. And he was just vengeful at me. And that's why he would do this to me. And you're like...
that's why he helped me dose my wife, Melinda, with fucking STD drugs.
Listen, if there's anyone who could... so you're this super nerd, right? Bill Gates. Spent his whole college life learning how to code, co-creates Microsoft, blah, blah, blah. Becomes the richest guy in the world. He probably never really got that swagger with girls. This fucking guy, Epstein, comes in, tells we got this great party, Gates gets there. Girl's a little young, but he's not sure. And next thing you know, he's on video. He's the prime candidate, I would say, for blackmail.
Why don't you just hop on fucking gear like Bezos, get jacked, or get hair plugs like fucking Elon Musk? Like you don't have to fucking diddle
imagine
girls,
how fucking
weirdo.
Dorky Musk must be that Clinton got the invite and the fucking only Elon didn't even get a response. He got a forward to his assistant that said, "Deal with this."
Dude, but honestly, though, like we do joke around like and mention, yeah, like Clinton's been mentioned in this, but like even before this. Clinton has been mentioned as a fucking sex offender, like a sexual predator. That guy's got how many fucking rape accusations? You go back to Boys on the Track.
Accusations only, though, Dan.
You know, dude, what I mean?
Like, when you look at Boys on the
Track. You know what I mean? Like, this, where there's fucking smoke, there's fire. The guy's a fucking piece of shit.
When you look at
there's no way around it.
The context of what happened here in Epstein and like the case of Boys on the Tracks, you're like, oh man, you're like, dude, it seems like you had a network of nefarious people that would.
The old governor of Arkansas was a fucking bastard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man.
It's, the other one, where was it? Howard Lutnick, Trump's commerce secretary making in 2012, again, after, fucking
have you
he's convicted he's arranging a trip to Little St. James to have a
that's Epstein Island, right? Little St. James,
yes. Yeah. With fucking kids, like he specifically mentions kids and their ages that he's coming, like it's weird the way he mentions it. Have you ever looked into Howard Lutnick? Because I didn't really know a lot about him, and I did a little fucking research on him, and just like give you a little breakdown of who this guy is. Howard Lutnick is a Jewish billionaire, Wall Street executive that Trump appointed as his 41st U.S. Secretary of Commerce in February of 2025, which is a kind of a weird title, but he's basically always hanging over Trump in all his media situations. If you
There's
notice that,
pictures,
he looks like Jafar, kind of the way he's looking.
Yeah.
So Howard Lutnick's primary residence is a $20 million home located at 9 East 71st Street, New York City. He purchased it in 98, still lives there today. Who do you think directly lives next door to that, about 20 feet away? Or did?
Couldn't have Tom been Epstein, Hanks. Right?
It was Epstein.
Oh, shit.
Epstein was Lutnick's direct neighbor for 21 years until the point of he was convicted for sex trafficking and sent to federal prison.
21 years.
So
they probably never talked though.
It's just, and also you remember, you know, Lutnick's fucking 9/11 story.
No. What's that?
Howard Lutnick. Lutnick was the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, located on floors 101 to 105 of the North Tower. Lutnick was known to be present at his North Tower office every day leading up to 9/11. But on September 11th, 2001, he decided to drop his kids off at school, which ultimately spared his life. But 658 of his employees died.
What? That's luck. That's luck, buddy.
That's super lucky. Might be the luckiest guy on the planet.
That's really lucky.
Like, oh, these people are fucking, like, it's just.
Dude, it just makes you think.
Stop. I got to stop right there. Just for legality. All these people, potentially. Allegedly, could be involved with Epstein and the shenanigans. Because as Cash Patel said, there is no concrete evidence. It's all emails and there was nothing to go on, right? There's nothing in all these millions, all these connections, nothing. Even though we're going to redact them all, just in case.
This is fucking crazy. Let's move on, eh?
Well, it's,
should we move
it's,
on? Should we just move on from this? This is not a big deal, right?
It's not a big deal. There's nothing to see here. This ultimate gaslighting thing of all time. We have the Epstein files. I'm going to run for president, say I'm going to release the Epstein files. I'm going to become president, and then I'm going to say, what Epstein files? Epstein? We're still talking about Epstein?
Yeah.
Like, and yes, then claim that they don't have them. Gaslight you for 10 months.
It's a Democratic hoax.
It's a hoax. Dude, it's all this shit. And then be like... And then the entire representative government of the United States goes, give us those fucking files. What are you talking about?
Buddy, the guy ran on transparency. It's fucking crazy. This, you guys remember talking about Danny Castellaro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The octopus
syndicate? Yeah.
Honestly, man. Like, I just.
This guy was
a weaved web right here.
Dude, it's fucking crazy. You look at the connections, the emails that this guy fucking sent out to the different people and every other fucking facet of, you know, mankind. Like, it's just crazy. This guy's network makes no sense. Why would this random financier have these connections? Like, it's
puzzling.
Honestly, like, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, especially when you look at, like, hey, because you guys brought up the Twin Towers. I was like, I kind of always wondered, I was like, how far does this Epstein web go back? Like, how far could you kind of tie his involvement into things? And he, like, during the 80s, he had an Austrian passport and it had his photo, but a false name. And it showed his residence as Saudi Arabia.
Ooh.
Right? And, like, we know, like, I mean, pretty well known. They're the Saudis of the 9/11 guys, right? That's pretty well known now.
It was a bunch of Saudis were the hijackers.
That survived?
A bunch of hijackers were Saudi, I believe.
Like, yeah.
I don't think all of them.
And then it's like, so it's like he's living there. He has a fake passport that in his possession that says he lives there. President in his... So in George W. Bush's administration had stated in interviews... I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone. And Epstein was above his pay grade. That's what the transition team for the George Bush administration said. He also was part of Tower Financial Corporation in 1987-1993. And in 1993, the Tower Financial Corporation imploded and was exposed as one of the biggest Ponzi schemes in American history, losing over $450 million of its investors' money. And, like, he's involved in that. You're like, you just, so it's like you, when you start to look back, you're like, man, this guy was fucking part, he, dude, he's linked to the Iran-Contra affair in the 80s. Like, dude, every kind of, like, mainstream conspiracy that you look at in the past, like, 40 years, this guy is fucking either involved in or, like, in a circle. In the circle. In the circle of it.
In the year before the Las Vegas shooting, Jeffrey Epstein was working with Mohammed bin Salam and involved in the potential purchase of the land surrounding the festival site.
Jeez.
Okay. Like, they got links to COVID too, but
it's insane.
Here's the thing. Like, I also, it's kind of fucking weird that it's just like, it's, isn't it fucking weird that all of a sudden, how long has this guy been dead? He died 2018.
Yeah.
Yep.
Allegedly. Right?
And then all of a sudden we release all these new files, and now we're seeing the pictures of him walking around in fucking Israel and stuff. Like, it is a little bit fucking convenient.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
There's so many pictures that pop up on the internet of a bearded, long-haired guy.
It's him.
And people are like, him. Is this who I think it is? And they'll be like, Grok, remove the hair and beard. And you're like, motherfucker.
What are we doing here? Hold on. Is this real?
Is this real?
What do you mean? There's this some guy just has some random surveillance of a Jeffrey Epstein guy.
Like at a walking Zell, at a beach.
I'll send it to you right now.
I've seen them, but I also, we're in the era of anything is makeable. Anything.
Yeah. Dude, isn't that a nice little out for all these fuckers? Right? No matter what gets released, everyone's going to be like, AI. Oh, this is AI. That's AI. This is fake.
I don't disagree.
Right?
It's actually like a great cover.
Perfect cover.
That picture is him, though. Whether it's AI or not, they made it of him. Dude. Like, there's no...
Look at that!
Literally
that is Epstein!
No way that's show not
it. Share your screen.
I'll share it.
Hold I put it in the group.
Yeah, I'll share it right now. Look at this
And there's
guy.
No way that's not him. There's no fucking chance.
Well, that's what I mean, though. We have pictures of him. You can easily make any picture look like him. So it looks nothing like him there, and then it removes him.
What do you mean?
It looks just like him. It's got a huge beard.
It looks like Jeffrey Epstein with
a gray
beard,
hair,
longer hair.
Gray beard and sunglasses.
He's always had gray hair, hasn't he?
You can't see that Jeffrey Epstein. There's no way. That one's not convincing.
And that looks exactly like Jeffrey Epstein. Both these guys, security earpieces.
I can't see that in this picture.
No, you just randomly hang out with fucking crew cut dudes in fucking leather jackets that walk like they got
poles up
their
asses. Brother, I guarantee you right now, both these two guys walking in front of them, G-Shock watches. Both of them.
Well, show me the one, because that one is, for me, the least convincing, because I've seen other words.
What are you talking about?
Where
they remove the beard and everything, and you can actually see it. Because right there, that's too far away to really tell. You could easily be a doppelganger.
Let's come on, boys.
We got to rein it in here a little bit. That could easily be a doppelganger.
Okay, fucking Dan.
All right.
Relax.
All right.
That is not a doppelganger. That is Jeffrey Epstein.
You look at that and I'm like, that looks fucking just like
the guy. Same nose, same everything.
Okay. Doppelgangers though. Easy. No. Of all the evidence that's presented, and then that's the one you're going to die on the hill on? You're
going to
die on the hill on a fucking bearded, silver-haired dude?
Dude, that is Jeffrey fucking
Epstein. Where was
Epstein.
That picture taken?
Israel.
Israel?
How do we know?
From the signs.
I look at the fucking
the
Hebrew
back.
Written on the fucking street signs.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's easily, you can easily change that. 100%.
You
know there's no way.
Absolutely.
Well, hold listen, on. Just Israel with palm trees?
But they used a photo of Jeffrey Epstein with, if it's AI, that's him. Undoubtedly. They used
undoubtedly him in that picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Undoubtedly. Okay.
Indubitably.
Indubitably.
To me, of all the stuff, I see a guy taking a picture from 40 feet away. It's not the same. Not enough.
No. Maybe because you're looking at a, like, pull it out on your phone and look at, like, it
I've
looks
seen that
just
one.
Like
I've seen
him.
Another one. It was like an overhead shot. The guy's leaning against a Jeep. And that's the one the guy removed they removed the beard. Yeah. You're like, yeah, that looks like him. 100%. That's what I mean. Anything you can, honestly, you can make that video now. You could probably just make that on fucking
I agree.
Gronk.
Oh, yeah. Or Sora or whatever. Yeah, 100%. You'd be like,
no, I agree with
make
you.
Make me a picture
in this
of Epstein
they
walking
specifically
with security
used
in
him
Tel Aviv.
To make it if they did, because that's him.
Sure. That's how it would work. You'd tell the AI to take pictures of Jeffrey Epstein and make me a fucking doppelganger. Absolutely. To trick three podcast hosts.
No.
Two podcasts.
Okay, if you had that kind of reach, though, like, honestly, if I was in his shoes and I had that kind of reach and that kind of sway, I would have a team that is pumping out fucking AI slop of me all over the world at all times.
If I had his reach and his wealth and I faked my death, I would make sure to hire a plastic surgeon to change my face.
Why? Face off, baby.
Who gives a fuck?
Just fucking face off. Just cut
the
whole front
of your
face off. If you
have that much power where they're pulling you out of jail, you don't have to do fucking shit because they're never going to put you back in jail again.
That guy knows
he's
invincible.
In Israel. He wasn't Jewish, though, was he?
Yes, Epstein.
No, but I don't think he was. No, it wasn't like.
I don't think.
He wasn't raised Jewish. He's not from Israel. He's not
He's fucking. Well, I mean, we don't know. Like, he might have got his connections
with Mossad.
He was
born in New York.
He might have got his connections with Mossad through Ghislaine Maxwell because her dad, Robert Maxwell, was supposedly an agent of Mossad.
I've heard
right?
that theory more. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's always the question. Like, obviously, he had power, and it's like, who gave it to him and how did he get it?
Blackmail.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't smart enough on his own just all of a sudden just.
Must have been smart, man. This guy was diabolically
I'm sure he
evil.
Was smart, but you don't have a network that big without help. There's no way.
No,
well,
exactly.
Maybe he was placed in this 100%. Position, right? Like maybe
sure.
he was placed.
Who placed
maybe
him?
He
That's
was
what
chosen
I mean.
And placed.
The network behind him would be so big and so powerful.
I think he's a state actor, honestly. He's a state asset. He's a high-ranking state asset of a foreign nation.
Who's that foreign That's nation? You want to say it?
Israel. I would say I'll if say you it. If you're reading everything, I would say it points to Israel, state of Israel.
Objectively looking,
in his
it
name,
does.
Epstein. Yes, yeah. I mean everything like about
objectively
it. How about his
looking.
Temple being a fucking the color of the Israeli
I'm just,
flag?
I'm just like saying nothing. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm like if you're objectively looking, you're like you have to pick one.
How many times did Ehud Barak fucking visit his place in New York? It's like over 70 times.
Who is that?
He's, is it the prime minister? Whatever's the leader, not fucking Netanyahu. Ehud Barak. Or did Netanyahu take over for him?
Oh, he's an Israeli prime minister or president or?
Yeah, he was
former. And honestly, it again, the reason I say that too is like
general
you look at,
and politician.
Like just to
minister
go back,
of defense.
you look at the mayor election in New York. That's the most recent election. And you had all the candidates up there and all the candidates but one when they're asked a question, where would you visit first as a New
Israel.
York mayor? Everyone was like, Israel. I was like, that's fucking, like, objectively weird. That's weird as an American mayor
not when you
of the
have
biggest
the,
city.
Not when you have Jews coming out of fucking tunnels. All right? You don't know what's going on, man.
Like the fucking Ninja Turtles.
You don't know when you're safe.
Right, throwing benches at cops at the fucking sewer synagogues.
Just fucking Hasidic Jews popping out of nowhere, fucking terrifying you.
Hey, hey, hey. It's like, I mean, it's fucking strange. It's a weird thing as like a fucking mayor to be saying that. I'm like, obviously I'm sure there's a fucking large Jewish population in New York, not that big where it's going to sway all the votes. Like, that's fucking strange.
Well, I mean,
here's another fucking strange thing. Jeffrey Epstein's death was announced on August 9th, 2019 in a letter by the Southern District of the New York Police in the Epstein files. The only issue with that is that he died on the 10th. So that's kind of fucking weird.
He died on the 10th and it was what?
Announced on the 9th.
Whoops.
Yeah, like what?
Mr. Q.
Yeah. Typo? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it could be a typo, I guess.
I think that's just a case of...
I mean, this is legal document. Usually you have proofreading and you go over stuff.
Dude, that's just a case of the fucking first time draft. Difference. Right? You're just not quite grasping how time differences work.
Yeah,
time zones.
It's not flat. The world's not flat as far as, you know.
Right?
Time zones around the world.
The time zones are weird.
Yeah, I mean, there's the weird stuff. It just stacks and stacks and stacks, dude.
Yeah, it's they're saying that one, that image you sent, Andrew, is a fake photo. But again, it's of him. We're in the perfect time where it's like, I don't know if it's fake or not. Anything could be. I'll say this. Looking at that photo, all their fingers look pretty good.
They're past that now, though.
Those days are gone.
Past that now. It's not Will Smith with spaghetti fingers anymore.
I miss those times.
Yeah, that's when AI was fun. You could definitely know. Now it's like...
Now it's scary.
Well, now you can kind of tell if it's like an ad. You're like, I don't think that's a real person. But it's pretty close. Another year or two, you just won't be able to tell.
Yeah, no, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble, especially with stuff like this is like, because they could release the unredacted stuff and then people could just flood the internet with all sorts of fakes. And then you're just like, I don't even know what's real because there's so much shit out there that it's impossible to decipher what's real.
Well, there's already been tons of them. Like one of them was... claimed to be in the Epstein files where that Epstein was Bitcoin creator. What's his name? Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah.
And it turns out that actually wasn't in there. It was doctored. And then that story ran wild. But what is in there is he might have been involved in some type of cryptocurrency, maybe not Bitcoin, but it seems like he was working on some type of like crypto project. Or financing a crypto project. And if he was involved in Bitcoin and he was that, like that would, Bitcoin would explode. It would just die. If it turns out like that, oh wait, this technology everyone thought was the future is actually ran by this blackmailing
pedophile.
The
amount of connections that he had in Silicon Valley is fucking insane. It's fucking crazy, man.
But how? You know what I mean? Like, how do you get those?
Like in those documents, it definitely there. Like, there's an email in there that refers to him as an angel or an angel as an angel. Agent of the Rothschilds, right? Like, it's fucking
like
crazy,
the banking cartel Rothschilds.
Yeah. Like, so it's like that's another interesting take where if you're like, okay, he wasn't an agent of a state, he's agent of like a super wealthy family bankrolling him to be like, all right, you're going to go get blackmail on fucking everyone so that we can basically sway whatever we want, however we want.
It's crazy to see, like, you see what's happening in Europe now with like Starmer's fucking government. Like, he's axing guys that were involved. Right, like people are losing
Who's
their jobs
that?
Over there.
I'm not
Keir Starmer.
With
he's the fucking guys. He's the prime minister of the UK. Does that sound right to you?
Nope, I have no idea.
Sure, what is Keir Starmer?
My European knowledge political knowledge is almost zero right now.
Keir Starmer is prime minister of the UK. Yeah,
is okay.
I was right.
There you go. Hey,
and he's got
cabinet ministers and shit that are. You know, directly mentioned in these fucking Epstein files and they're getting turfed. They're getting fired. We've heard none of this coming from the fucking current administration where like fucking members and the president himself are mentioned more than anyone else in these fucking files.
Or our politicians got just a direct family connection to it.
Well, yeah.
That's completely buried.
That being said, like, to be fair, Carney isn't mentioned.
No, personally,
there's never an email to Carney or sent from Carney.
65 loose references to him. not two necessarily articles he's
mentioned
him.
In essentially.
Yeah, well, he was central banker. Guys,
don't get me wrong. He's a known. Fucking snaky Mr. Burns looking motherfucker.
He's got the eyes too, yeah. Right?
He just like nice Carney's eyes. He wasn't a pedo, though. I'd hope he's not a pedo.
I hope he's not a pedo. I hope he's just like just a fucking shady business guy. You know?
Same.
Like just
we'll take Mr. Burns.
Can we just do like a regular type of criminal?
Stalmer,
not a fucking gross one.
Stalmer fired Peter Mendelsohn.
Yeah.
Who had maintained close contact with Epstein post 2008 conviction. Morgan McSweeney, which was his chief of staff. And then his communication director.
Prince Andrew lost his fucking titles. Like the UK is doing the right thing.
Dude, well, I think, well, I'm
America needs to
honestly,
start following
I, honestly, suit. I think like to one prince's name, I'm like guaranteed there's fucking more. I also have a feeling that in the, because I feel like the heat on this is just not going away like people thought it would. And it's just like continuing on. I have a feeling in the next little while, we're going to see some sacrificial lambs being offered up.
The sleuths are out. Full force on right? this one.
Like they're gonna leak. There's gonna be enough information that's kind of left hanging in these that internet sleuths are gonna be able to fucking make some connections, and these people are gonna get fucking, you know, prosecuted. Because the big thing now is like the prosecution can't be at zero for people on these Epstein files. And it's like
someone's got to pay the piper on these ones.
I mean, you have Musk now come out and he's saying he's going to pay the legal fund for anyone that comes out and is
any
sued.
Victims that come out and release
and I'm
names.
Like again buddy, you tried to go, you tried to be a part of the club. Like to me that's just as bad.
So that's like, that's for sure. Like I haven't read that one.
The emails read so bad. It's him being like, "Yo, I'm in the area. I'm bored, and I don't want to just party. I want wild parties. Tell me when your most wild party is going to be." And then there's like Jeffrey Epstein forwards that email to his assistant. He's like, "Deal with this." You're like, holy fuck, dude. You were begging to go to these
fucking... He wanted to party with Epstein and the boys.
He's like, I never went to the island. I was like, yeah, but you tried to, motherfucker. You were trying to. And obviously, based on
the emails...
Was
that after 2008?
Yes.
Fuck.
After, like, obviously you were fucking... I actually don't know if it was 100% after 2008, but I think most of the stuff right now in the latest drop has been, but it's like you still knew, like you obviously were in the know. That's why you're asking about these fucking wild parties and emphasizing wild. I was like, so you wanted to go, you know what I mean? You wanted to be there. What are you going to say now? Oh, I was going to white knight when I got there and save all the fucking girls. Yeah.
No, he would have said, I didn't know.
It's so fucking, it's such a bad look in my opinion. I mean, yeah, you're so helping now, up. But it's like,
well, there's another super nerd like fucking Gates, right? He wants to be part of the party. He wants to go where the action is. He's never really been part of the group. You know, he's never been one of the boys.
Well, wasn't Stephen Hawking there too?
Allegedly, I heard that.
Yeah, but listen, me and Zell cracked Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking was just a fucking corpse, basically, in a chair that Big Science was using to promote their fucking idea of gravity.
Oh, we decided he was a clone, wasn't he? And he had died in the 80s.
Yeah, he died and they just had him in the chair and someone was typing for him. Like, no one can type that fast. They were talking for him. Oh, yeah, dude. All after 2008. 2012.
Fuck.
That's right. Right November when fucking Tesla's getting up and running.
2012 was when he said, hey, what day or night will be the wildest party on your island? December 2012. Asking about travel logistics. Expressing, I need to hit the party scene. Like, you're like, dude, you have a fucking $1 billion. Why are you messaging?
You can throw
this
your
motherfucker?
Own parties.
Why are you messaging known human trafficking convict? It's because you wanted the hookup, dude. That's why the motherfucker wanted. He's got fucking 13 kids with 25 women. It's insane. The guy's laying it. Laying pipe wherever
he's doing his part to reverse the population collapse.
Honestly, I was like reading these emails. I was like, dude, this is sad because you wanted to be involved. Like, so don't white knight everyone now and be like,
what you're saying
I
is
never
he got
was
lucky.
There.
He got lucky.
I never was there.
He got lucky.
Dude, that's like a fucking 1945, like someone trying out for the SS, and they'll be like, you don't make the cut. You can't pass the physical. And then they'll be like, I was never there. You're like, yeah, but you tried out six times.
You can't do 10, you can't do 10 chin-ups. Sorry.
You can't do 10 chin-ups. You can't be in the Nazis. You can't be a Nazi. Sorry. Go home. And you're like, I was never a Nazi. It's like, you tried out. You said how much you wanted to be involved.
Yeah, he didn't lie.
Yeah, sure, he didn't. He was 16 never on the emails
island.
During that period.
Never on the island.
That he refused.
Man, anybody in
him like, saying that he refused repeated invitations. You didn't refuse shit, dude. You were never invited. You were fucking. The emails plainly make out that Elon Musk was fucking begging for an invite. Like, oh, come on, when are you around?
Yeah, it's so cringy, please? Man.
You're like, oh, dude. Bill, I heard Bill was there. You're like, what the fuck? Bill Gates, not me. Yeah, but Bill Gates can jump over a chair. I seen the video. That's fucking cool.
He's got vert.
That's fucking cool.
36-inch vert.
Right? I've seen him do that in interview.
Trump's falling out with Epstein. It still, I don't think, saves him. I think he's fucked.
Oh, Trump. Dude, Trump is so implicated in this, too. It's insane.
He's implicated. He's one of the most implicated.
But again, it's everyone on the left is like, oh, yeah, fucking Trump's getting bad. The Democrats had all this. When they were in power, they didn't release any of it because everyone on the
left—everyone's in
it—is involved, implicated as well. Both of them. There's never going to be a public hearing with Bill and Hillary. They're just saying that because they can, because they know it's never going to happen, right? You know what I mean? Like they're like, they can publicly say that to kind of drum up support for them, but it's like they're just not the ones that can do anything. So they're like, perfect. We're not going to do it. That'd be like in 4 years now, if the Democrats get on Trump being like, I'll sit in a public hearing about Epstein. Like, let's do it. And they're like, we're not doing it. Fucking doing it. The left's going to like, the Democrats are going to say the same thing. It's insane. It's both sides are so fucking.
Well, that's the conspiracy, right? That, you know, it's two sides of the same bird, two wings of the same bird. And that bird is the head of this giant blackmailing operation.
Octopus syndicate.
This is the biggest conspiracy maybe to ever live.
What, dude? It just makes me think about how many conspiracies that we talk about is this
is
involved in.
Is one, like, one little arm?
Yeah, of like this thing. Because like this money that we're talking about, like we've already, you can connect Epstein to the fucking Iran-Contra affair. You can connect them to like the largest fucking Ponzi scheme in American history. You can connect them loosely to a couple other things. So I'm just like, if you were to really do a deep dive, it's like, how far do those tentacles go? Like, can you connect this to some money with 9/11, with what was going on then? Like how many of these fucking things is this fucking group of people? Yes, right now we're fucking hyper-focused on fucking the child pedophilia rings, sex trafficking rings, as we should be. But it's like, that's just, to me, that's just an arm of it. I was like, I have a feeling it fucking goes every which way. Like, it's fucking, I bet it's.
That's the arm that traps everyone. And then once you're trapped, the other atrocities you commit are like.
You're like, you're going to approve these drone strikes.
Yeah.
Because that's what we need.
You're
going to
approve this border crossing into a different country to change a government.
100%. Right?
You're gonna allow this drug into your country to corrupt your poor and your weak to profit. Like, yeah, where's it stop? You know, where's this? It's fucking. I hope, like, as an optimist, I'd be like, all right, you got Epstein, you got a small network, everyone gets convicted, we bust open the conspiracy, and we start fresh. But then the other side, you're like, you get a couple, you get the fall guys, and then everyone else just walks free. You know, if there's hundreds of people deep, super wealthy, there might be a fall guy like you guys are talking about. There might be one or two that they like low hanging fruit that they pluck up and like give them 5 or 10 years for whatever crime involved with Epstein. And then everyone else, they're like, see, we got him. And all the big, big names just kind of skate through it.
Yeah, it's
if you sent an email, anything like this to anyone, and it was sent to the RCMP, you're probably getting a knock on your door. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. There's a clear two-tier justice system.
Big time.
Clear.
Like, if you're sending an email to someone and it had some weird code and someone's like, man, I think this guy, like, something's up with this guy. You guys should look into his, you know, his online history or something. And they open up a warrant and they went, they're like, yep, let's arrest him.
These people are going to get away scot-free, just like they did when, you know, like justifying the WMDs and starting a war in Iraq, just like the fucking financial disaster, which led to the fucking recession. All those bankers, what happened to them? Any accountability?
Nothing.
Any accountability with the big pharma and fucking, and you know, the whole COVID disaster? No, like there's no accountability for any of these fucking people.
That kind of stuff, like the financial disaster, is that most insane shit. They're like, all right, these bankers willingly did this. Technically probably illegal if you really wanted to go down the law, but we're going to bail them out with the your taxpayer dollars, which they actually lost your money by doing all, you know what I mean? Like, we're just going to bail them out. It's fine. What's that's not fair.
It doesn't make any sense.
If I did this shady shit and people lost their money, I would go to jail.
Dude, it makes me wonder that if, like, because the Pizzagate was heavily tied to the Podesta emails, right? The Podesta email links.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder that if Epstein was running this, because, like, dude, those code words, eggplant and fucking jerky, pizza, and all that shit that you read in Pizzagate's in these files. And, like, yes, innocuous in codes, but it's, like, also in the context of, like, human trafficking, because we know that that's what was going on in this situation, which was just inferred in the Podesta emails. People were like, maybe this is happening. So part of me wonders if they were running, like, yeah, fucking Epstein was running this fucking huge, like, global spanning network of human trafficking and this kind of stuff. But Podesta and those Podesta emails were like, hey, we had fun at these parties. We're going to do our own little fucking local stuff. You know what I mean? Because it's like, some of them read very similar, like the wording and stuff. And you're just like, yeah, people claimed afterwards the Podesta emails was like, it could have just been fucking talking about food. And you're like, yeah, well, I don't think Epstein and his fucking comrades were talking just about food here. And it's pretty known that they weren't. So now, like, when you revisit those emails, you're like, fuck, they do not read good. Like, the whole thing of Pizzagate being a hoax, I'm like, I don't think that was a whole hoax anymore. I think it was a misdirect. There was a fucking very well orchestrated misdirect once that information started to come out. And that was to point it at a pizza place. And
do you remember, like, the owner of the pizza place's boyfriend or husband or whatever was one of the main media guys that owned the company that did the biggest fucking campaign to expose it as a hoax? And, like, you guys remember the fucking Instagram page, right? Like, the emails are fucked, but you remember Comet Pizza's Instagram page, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
No, like, fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, kids fucking taped up with their hands on fucking tables.
Some weird shit.
Like, the weird, like, I don't know, dude.
It's weird. It makes me think that I was like, because I mean, we at the end of the day, we chalked that up. We read that and we look and we're like, yeah, it's fucking, like, it doesn't really track. But now with this stuff, you're like, it tracks a little. It tracks a little.
Yeah, but there was stuff that still tracked in it, like stuff that just didn't make sense.
Yeah, 100%. Like, but there wasn't enough substantial stuff to be like, you know, this is, I believe this without, there was enough to disprove it that made you kind of, made me personally shift to like, it's probably not true. It's fucking weird. Like, some of this stuff is weird and isn't really passing the sniff test, but, like, it doesn't add up to what the Pizzagate theory was. But I was like, now when you read this, I'm like, I don't think it was like, I think the Pizzagate aspect of it was the misdirect, but I'm like, I think that that's what we were reading. Those Podesta emails were just an extension of what we're reading in these Epstein emails.
Well, there's no way that those circles weren't, like, intertwined.
No.
They like, there's no way. Yeah.
Bunch of weird shit.
Depressing.
Depressing,
man.
And even if it's, like, only, like, 1% true, it's the
videos,
terrible.
Like, the videos that you can look up of fucking Epstein, like, dancing with a little kid. And he's like,
there's a lot of bad shit, like, that we're not.
It like, makes me so fucking sick.
You're like, oh, what the fuck is that going on with that? What the fuck?
I mean, there's tons of weird videos. Like, man, even, I think we had this talk with Dan once about, like, Biden sniffing girls' hair and stuff. He's like, he's just an old man. I'm like,
yeah. It's fucking weird.
It's weird.
Though it's weird. They're smelling, they're sniffing, like, they're sniffing people.
He's so drunk on the Kool-Aid, he'll never admit it, though, which is crazy to me.
Well, he's living in DC.
Doesn't matter though. This isn't about political stances. This is about right and wrong.
Weird shit, dude.
Weird. Evil shit. Evil.
It's about the elite turning frogs gay.
Turning frogs gay.
It's the least of my concerns, dude. Eating babies.
Eating babies. Yeah. What? That's in there.
That's in there.
That's in there.
That's in there.
Potentially fucking another hit.
It's horrifying.
They're eating babies, Joe.
Horrifying.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. And it's real life horror shit. You don't even want to think about it. Like,
but there's not
terrifying.
Enough evidence to pursue any avenue of investigation.
Dude, I will tell you right now, my kids are not getting their fucking school photos done. I'm going to be like,
it's
fuck
too late.
No. Fuck no.
Kids already have their pictures.
Oh, yeah, Facebook.
Is that Canada too, the same company?
Same company, LifeTouch, baby. Canada, U.S.
I'll just take them on my phone.
If you ever, like, dude, let me tell you something. You're there, Zell. You're fucking little kid information. Some fucking pedo was probably flipping through, and he's like, oh, you know what? I'll fucking put a little star beside him. He looks cute.
Listen, I seen your guys' pictures up at Rose Valley Elementary. Not great. You guys were passed over. You weren't making the cut. You guys
no,
were jerky.
I wasn't. I 100%.
You guys were fucking jerky.
I wasn't. That wasn't mine
jerky,
up there. That's
jerky.
You guys were jerky.
Jerky boys over here.
I had Coke bottle glasses until I was fucking 14.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jerky boys for sure. 100%.
Anyways, we got to wrap up the depressing shit here, but so many people are like, you got to talk about the Epstein files. It's a good conversation to have just for awareness. Not left or right, not political leaning, just like,
dude,
gross, weird shit.
Pam Bondi says if they prosecute everyone that's in the files and involved, the U.S. government will collapse. Collapse it.
That's all you got to know. It's an inner party. Rules for thee, but not for me, or whatever the saying is.
Yeah.
That's the saying.
Right? It's like, we can do this shit, and if you just tweet one bad thing about the president, we're going to come to your house and arrest you. Not the president.
The thing is, though, it's like the majority of people don't want to do the shit you're doing. Just stop. Like, fucking stop. It's fucked.
Yeah, it's weird. My prediction before the year out, we have a couple prosecutions of people that are implicated in the files, and they're going to be like the fucking, to appease the public.
The patsies,
fall guys. Yeah.
Right? A couple fall guys. You know, probably some low-level politicians or something that can't really roll on anyone, or they're going to be like, be told like, hey, you're taking a hit, and if you do anything, we'll fuck kill your family, whatever. Like,
you're going to get suicided.
You're going to get suicided.
Yes, I mean, how deep do the tentacles run?
But buddy, like, we might have to revisit the Octopus Syndicate, because I have a feeling this guy was just fucking touching an arm of this.
How did he die? I think he died in a weird way, didn't he?
He fucking killed himself in the bathtub where we discussed
right. No
man ever wants to be found dead naked
floating,
in the bathtub.
Floating with a little pig snout up.
Little head fucking floating. Yeah. Pig snouting it. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, die like a man and drive off a cliff or something.
Do a trick. Yeah, right? Do a flip.
Anyways, we got one beauty supporting the show.
Hell yeah.
One person who's definitely not on the Epstein files. Not in there.
Let's go.
If you don't want to be on the Epstein files, you head to fucking... You prove it to us.
You know how good AI is? You'll be on the Epstein files in no time. Unless you go to Patreon, you search for Alien Theorist Theorized. And like this beauty, James Wenkenheimer.
Yeah, Wenkenheimer, 100% not involved. 100%. In the Epstein files. We can vouch
beauty.
For him. 100% beauty. 100% not in. For everyone else listening that's not on our Patreon,
it's probable.
You know, for the fucking...
Do yourself a favor.
I guess we'll see. Get your name read by us next episode. That's a new thing. At the end of every episode
save
from here on out,
from the Epstein list.
We're gonna read everyone's name who's not on the Epstein list. Starting with our buddy James here.
Just for peace of
so
mind.
If you want to make sure that everyone knows you're not on the Epstein list, head to patreon.com/theoristpod. And make sure to let us know. You got to pay at least $5 to get your name off the list.
That's
if you're
it.
On it.
Cheap price to pay.
Cheap price to pay to make sure you're not one of the sacrificial lambs that the government tosses up. And, you know, clear your name now and get it ready for our show. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Peace.
I feel like that's a really good sales pitch moving forward, though.
Make sure you're fucking right, man.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.